Hi, welcome to the In the Dark podcast with me, Johnny Robinson.
With me, Yelmer Ladyfields.
I'm me, Robin Smith.
And today, just for your knowledge, we're actually doing it in the Tone Radio studio, which is a bit weird because it's the Tone Radio studio we used to do the original show from.
Which is the radio station we all broadcast on.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, you can tell I'm fucking tired.
We've only just started recording.
Yeah. Well, it's 11 in the morning on Saturday. Normally, I sleep in to 2.
If there was one person who was supposed to be tired, that would have been me, because I went out last night. I went to bed at 3:30.
Oh, yeah, I was got active social life.
I was going to ask actually what was going on with, like, because you said, oh, I might be late, and you texted me at 1:30 in the morning, which, to be honest, isn't normally a good sign. What's been going down with us guys since we finished the last podcast?
Oh, God, where do we start? Radioholics Anonymous podcast. I'm trying to make it a half-hour podcast every week on the news. And I'm going to see how well that goes.
We laugh in the face of pop culture.
That's what we like to say.
And you can find out more on that on the ITD Twitter, I'm guessing.
Twitter, my Twitter, or Yama's Twitter.
Okay. Woohoo!
Of our people who don't follow us for being us.
I'm surprised we haven't got a big hate following at the moment.
I'm surprised about that as well, because it was a bit underhanded how we did that.
Well, we had a hate mail just once, but that was during the show, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that was aimed at me, wasn't it?
Wasn't it someone who called themselves Robin Smith, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I might know.
And they said, yeah, your show is really bad, or something along the lines of that.
Which, in all fairness, they're not wrong. about it.
They weren't doing a show, though, were they? It's not the case of, you know, it should have been, oh, well, they're doing...
Let's put it this way.
Do better than me, then. Go on, then,
let's put it this way. I bitch about Grimshaw constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's not a day goes by when I haven't got a snide remark about Grimshaw. But let's put it this way. He's better than me, the cunt. He is. And that's depressing.
Well, just imagine, well, first off, was it like 9 million people or something went away?
No, I know, that is 9 million. There's no one listening.
That's all of them.
His mother sitting by the radio every morning listening. That is only listener.
And his nan as well.
That's like,
and his nan, and
that's
his
like
the dog as well.
Me, but my nan's dead and the dog's dead as well. So,
thanks for bringing the mood down.
Now, he lost around 900,000 listeners.
Yeah.
Those people were all people that weren't part of the demographic of Radio 1. So he did what the Radio 1 boss said, if I'm correct. Ben Cooper said he did a good job there.
Yeah, I'm just very concerned that people might be listening and they might not be from this country. Or they might never heard of Grimshaw, which is like, really? Anyway, basically Nick Grimshaw's breakfast DJ, or presenter, as I prefer to call him, on BBC Radio 1, which is basically like the youth station.
Of the BBC,
which is epic. And he's crap and dreadful, and he's like what we like to call a fader wanker. Basically, every song has to go up and down, because he wants to talk over it. Cunt.
I just like how you... like, this is my point. Cunt.
I'm using that
Imagine
word.
Imagine if you would be in the House of Parliament or American
Jesus
Senate.
Mr.
That's
Speaker.
Why I'm right.
Mr. Speaker, I like to point out my opponent is a right cunt. End the story. I don't know why, for some reason, I'm using that word a lot today. We're probably going to get hate
mail.
Well,
you used the word douche quite a lot. We did a show last week. You said douche during the show, and you said jackass.
Juice.
That's a douche. Bit of both, isn't it?
Isn't juice with, when you play chess?
No, a douche is,
juice.
Oh, juice. I don't know what? Pronounce that again for me.
So, when you decided no one's lost the game, because you can't really...
I've never heard of that.
I thought it was more juice.
No, I was preferring more douche, which is actually...
Yeah, I know.
What the deuce?
Yeah, it's a female hygiene product, which is actually... Apparently, you should not use it. Apparently, it's bad for you, also I hear.
Wait, I don't want to Google. I don't know if I want to Google.
I'm not quite sure on the mechanics of it, but apparently you're not supposed to use it, lady. So if you're using it, don't.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
I'd like to talk about what I've got on my screen right now. But
which is hardcore pornography, Johnny. Why the hell are you even looking at that? It's horrible.
I know.
No, it's really easy. It is. you just describe what you see.
I know.
So basically, there's a cock and a bull.
No, you have to this is logos of big companies.
This still sounds like
comedic.
Gotta point out that still sounds like hardcore pornography.
That's not. Yeah, that's what I was getting at. I've basically looked on designtaxi.com and
a nice website. I have to put it in my bookmarks.
Mm. What is designtaxi.com?
I heard about it on Six Music the other day. It's just like. Yeah, you know, like that you've probably never thought of before, but then it's like, oh yeah, like what would cats look like if they were superheroes?
I've never asked that question.
What would superheroes look like if they were cats?
Oh God, why do people think of this shit?
They must be so high. Well, that's the idea. Dutch website.
That's the idea of this website. that's where I got.
There's a couple of students sitting in a cafe somewhere in Amsterdam.
In a coffee shop.
Like yesterday, I was looking on there, and there's a story that Legos made a life-size Star Wars X-Wing fighter.
That's kind of awesome, actually.
Yeah, although I looked how long it took them to make it, and it was 30 people. Because there were so many people doing it, and it was supposed to be for the launch of like a Cartoon Network thing.
Okay.
Right? Thing is. It would have took them 2 years to make it.
How long did it take them to make it with everyone then? Because imagine you're out.
I don't know. I don't think it says actually.
Imagine if you're a round the clock team.
It says that it was 43 feet in length, 11 feet in height, with a wingspan of 44 feet, and also the largest Lego model. It took 32 master builders around 5 million bricks and over. 17,000 hours to complete.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
No, no, fair play to them. It's quite an amazing thing.
Fair play, get it? Ha ha, Lego play, get it?
Yeah.
So yeah, they've done this, and apparently they've like put it all in New York.
I want them to try and make a life-size Death Star with Lego.
Hmm.
But it's
not even possible, but still, that would have been epic.
Have you ever been to Legoland?
I have never been to Legoland.
I've been to Legoland in Denmark, but I was 4 at the time. The only thing I can remember when I think of Legoland, I think it's Billund.
Billund?
No.
I have never...
It's like a French. Billund. Billund. What about Billund. Billund.
Billund.
Billund.
Billund.
Okay.
Billund.
Billund.
No, Billund.
Oh, fuck off. Billund.
Like balloon.
Fuck Denmark and their shitty Eurovision
ads. Okay, Bill...
Yeah, B.
No, Bill.
Bill.
And then und. So, Billund.
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 I'd like to apologise to Denmark for just telling them the fuck off.
No, and the only thing I can remember is this Lego fountain.
Oh, okay.
The only thing I can remember of that.
All right.
I see myself, and there is, like,
does it
bushes.
Water out Lego?
No.
Does it leak Lego out the top?
No.
It's a Lego fountain. It's made of Lego, and then it emanates Lego.
I know it's all the point of Legoland, to be quite honest. It's like, oh, we can build a shit out of Lego. Well done for you. I just don't give a shit. Oh, there's a pirate ship made out of Lego. Fuck you.
Do you have these Lego competitions in the UK as well? I know in Netherlands you have at secondary school. They have the Lego. I think it's a worldwide thing. Lego.
If there was, I never heard of it. If there is, I never heard of it.
You can enter for it, and then I can't remember what you can win. It's probably like a scholarship or something you can win, or when you win that. Or
well, the problem is, I don't think scholarships are really a award you get over here because you does always apply to get grants and shit.
Wait,
I completely messed up how to explain the UK education system. Essentially, the government pays for you, and you pay the government back later. That's how it works.
Yeah, basically, you go to school, people pay for it.
Students aged 8 to 14. There are the Open European Championships, Open Asian Championships, and United States Open Championships, first Lego League. Oh, you can win Lego prizes.
I just would not want that. That would not appeal to me whatsoever. And I was no one of those people who loved Lego. It was like, okay, yeah.
You've missed something.
No, I used to play with it. It was like, yeah, it's cool.
Did you play with Duplo?
I think I did when I was much younger.
Is it called Duplo here or is it Duplo?
I know what you're referring to.
Duplo.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just one of those things, it's just like, yeah, it was just a thing. I don't really look back to it in any sort of fondness.
I used to like Stickle Bricks.
All right. Are those brick with those little sort of sticky things on them?
Yeah, it's like you can put the bricks together by
Oh! Yeah, that reminds me of my nan. My nan used to have that. I used to play with that at my nan's. Did you play with this thing called, is it Nex or?
Nex.
It's K-N-E-X.
Knex.
Knex, yeah. Oh, it's Knex.
I ever heard of it.
Knex. It's Knex in English as well.
Yeah, it's a bit like, I suppose.
That's really cool as well.
Oh, those bastards. Yeah,
it's a bit like the Meccano stuff, but without having
ask me.
Without having to use like screwdrivers and things. Yeah.
Made of Lego. You reckon it could actually drive? Yeah. Speaking of Coke.
Yeah.
You've got these names out on the Coke bottles,
don't
you? Oh,
I know, it's just so fucking pointless. Yeah. It's like, share this with Jamie. Fuck you, so I would drink it myself.
No. Your bottle says, share a Coke with Saima. Never heard of that name.
I never heard of it either.
Saima, where's that from?
Are they Arab?
I think it might be Asian.
Yeah, or maybe, I think it's Arab.
Possibly. What I'm actually surprised, Robin, is that you have not tagged on that this is a way of getting free adverts across the world.
What, share a Coke with...
Yeah. Because
that makes sense.
Because what happens is that social media, for instance.
Oh god! So it's every cunt on Twitter then.
Everybody on Twitter who takes a picture of the Coke bottle with their name on it is advertising Coke.
Oh, yeah,
god, fuck,
it's really clever.
Twitter.
It's very clever.
Yeah, that's
free advertising.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
It's free advertising. They've done it by calling the Coke bottles.
Although there is no, if you're listening. Coca-Cola Company, I want a bottle with name Share a Coke with Yelmer. That's J-E-L-M-E-R. I reckon that's not on a Coke bottle.
Can you do me a favour, Coke? Can you make sure that the only bottles of Coke that you deliver to the Pittville area, and I say Pittville area because that kind of makes sense because it's a wide area, isn't it?
I just say Cheltenham area.
Yeah.
That's wide.
In the city of
Cheltenham.
Cheltenham
is a lot wider.
In the town of Cheltenham.
Area.
No, I'd say. Actually, no.
No, in the municipality of Cheltenham.
Or whatever the fuck it's called.
Well, anyway, do me a favour. In various places, right, in Cheltenham, can you make sure that the only name that you put in the shops is Yelmer? Because then, although, yes, he's probably the only person in Cheltenham called Yelmer, that doesn't matter because. Like, you are making a young man's dream come true. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you, John.
If that's your dream, you really need to get your life in order. If this is like a life ambition, you really need to think about topping yourself. It's like, if that is going to fulfill you as a human being, then fucking hell, you're a waste of life.
Saima, by the way, is a Pakistani or Finnish feminine first name.
Told you.
I was right, Arab name. No, you said Asian.
Asian, yes.
A girl name.
Pakistan is an Arab country. It's not
No. Arab is around the Arabic Peninsula, the Middle East. No, Asian does refer to, because there's two types. There's hold on. Never eat shredded wheat. There's West Asian and there's East Asian.
I know that. Yeah, sorry. It was funny seeing that.
I can never remember which direction it goes. I have to do that. I am a genius.
No, you're not.
Or more culturally aware.
It's not Egypt.
No, you're not.
A rabbit.
Says the person who thought I was. By the way, I didn't mind, but A, Norwegian, B, Danish,
right.
C,
Europe
Swedish,
is
and D, Finnish.
Right, that area is a blank part of the map for me. I know other parts of the world better.
Yeah, just America.
No, not just America. No, I know quite a lot of people who, obviously lived in India or come from India or descended from India.
Well, this is the UK, so no wonder.
Yeah, and of course I know a lot of that, and I heard a lot of that sort of culture from that end of it. And
yeah, you've heard it on the customer service, haven't you?
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. No, it's like a lot of fans. Truth is, there's no difference between me and a black man.
I watched, what is that film again? Daredevil?
Oh, that is abomination.
That's one of the worst action hero films I've ever seen.
It is terrible. I mean, honestly, who made that? If I directed Daredevil, I think I couldn't look the film community in the eye anymore.
It could have been a much, much better film than it was.
I'm just trying to think, how could you do it better, though? That's what I've been trying to work out. It's so crap. How can you redeem it?
Well, did you see how they filmed it?
Oh, that was dreadful.
Casting,
Yeah, casting.
Yeah.
Problem is, I think I know who fault that is. Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith, the director, you know, done Red State, done Clerks. And the thing is, he likes Ben Affleck, and he often says, you know, Ben Affleck, if I was going to cast Jaws, if I was going to recast Jaws, I think Ben Affleck is so good, he can play all those roles. I would even get it cast him as the shark.
Wasn't Ben Affleck in one of the... in a film with one of his exes, who was one of his...
Yes, that's a Kevin Smith movie, Jersey Girl. His worst movie, no,
with,
terrible.
With the J-Lo.
Yeah, Jersey Girl.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't, but I heard so
I love Kevin Smith's movies,
about
that. But that film is terrible. It's a piece of shit. He acknowledges it. Oh, yeah. And of course, they split up, and of course, it's not a good film. But, you know, every director have to have a bad film. I mean... Steven Spielberg had Indiana Jones and the Temple of the Thingy-Majiggy.
Is that the last Indiana Jones film? No, that's a good film. I watched that one.
Sorry. If we're going to have this fight, we've got to do it properly. It's a terrible film. It really is.
No, it's not.
It is.
No.
Wait, shall we go through it? Starters number one. What's great about Indiana Jones? It's not the character. He's quite a very usual character. There's nothing unique about him. What's good about it is that we want to be Indiana Jones. He's cool, he's smart, he's intelligent, he goes around on these adventures, he gets women, and he shoots people. You want to live that adventure vicariously, and that's what the popularity of Indiana Jones is.
Wasn't, Sean Connery?
Sean Connery. Yeah, he was. He was in the third one as his dad.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. And then that's the problem, is it's, they're good films. They all three had a very clear hero, villain, and all that structure. And the thing is, they were films of their time. It doesn't really work when you bring into the modern day. And plus also, Harrison Ford, how old is he now? I mean...
The old guy now.
I don't know.
I love the guy. The guy was Han Solo, for crying out loud, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And now he was in Indiana Jones. He was like an action... He was like my action hero. But let's be quite honest here. He's not... He's too old to do it now.
The Hobbit and Unexpected Journey.
The part one of the Hobbit trilogy.
Did you see that... ad they made, New Zealand Air, with in Hobbit, proper Hobbit style, with all the characters and Peter Jackson in there as well, the director of that film in the Lord of the Rings saga.
I haven't seen that ad.
No, it's a very good ad. I like it.
I'm going to have to check that one out. So it's basically, I haven't seen it, but this is what I'm guess what it is. You got a plane, and then the camera pans down, and so from the side, from different seats, and each one of them, there's the dwarves and the hobbits.
No, they are in the plane.
Oh, okay. I was wrong. I was wrong then. I was so wrong.
I've not seen any of those.
Okay.
I've not seen any Lord of the Rings.
So it starts with your guide to safety aboard this 777-300ER.
Okay, so I see. So they're sort of mixing the airplane sort of interior with...
An elf?
The Hobbit, yes. Yeah. Yeah, of course. You got sort of cosplay, really.
It's orcs in there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Oh.
Of the
you've got characters a lot of in the weirdos. Film.
Most characters in the film.
Okay. Of course, yeah.
Hobby Harry Feet.
Yeah. And of course, Gandalf is flying the plane. We got Captain Gandalf.
Fasten your seatbelt sign.
You feel safe in the plane with Gandalf.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, nothing's going to happen to you. We've got dwarves and Blokey, who I don't know who the fuck he is.
My God.
Oh, so it's 80s. Oh, the wind is through my hair. Okay.
That's the two Hobbit actors, by the way.
Okay, I was trying to work out for her. Oh, and the elf is the air attendant. I think we know how to fucking put on the mask. Oh, Gollum. Gollum. That actually looks quite homoerotic.
Is that the New Zealand version of Orlando Bloom, that elf?
With the blonde hair?
Have you never seen Lord of the Rings?
I've not seen any of it.
I'm surprised.
I refused around that time to watch anything to do with Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter.
Why?
Because I didn't believe in it.
What? It's a film.
It's not real.
It's not real.
Yeah, and so what? So is Pulp Fiction's also fictional as well. So
yeah,
what?
But that was cool.
You got such a stupid idea of where to draw the lines at films, mate.
Thanks.
No, I'm being truthful because it is a dumb philosophy. I'm not going to see it because it's a fantasy. So
yeah, but you're calling me dumb now.
No, I'm calling the philosophy dumb.
No, I watched Doctor Who. Right.
I'm sorry. There's a difference between calling someone dumb and calling the philosophy dumb.
There is a difference between the graphics and the special effects in Doctor Who and
I.
Let's say
and Doctor Who's bad
and okay. Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings.
Those are far better
than Doctor Who.
I'm not even getting an answer to a reply.
Yeah, oh, that's Gollum there.
Yeah, there you go, that's Gollum. Now, what I'm saying is, it's possible to call the philosophy dumb and then not the person. I just don't see the point of drawing the line there. That makes no sense.
The reason why I don't... I've they've not appealed to me.
Well, fair enough.
There's things that I'll watch on the telly that resemble partially some of what is in these films, but like I've not really been like a big, you know, big into it. So and like yeah, I don't want to start now really.
I agree with you on Harry Potter because I don't think they're good films. I really don't.
What?
They're not.
Not even the last one.
The last one was the worst.
No, it's not.
No. I tell you what, there's only one scene I really liked in Harry Potter, and that was the second to last one. It's what that one scene where Ron's left and Harry and Hermione are alone in the tent, and then they just turn the radio on, that song comes on, and then they just start dancing. That was a beautifully shot scene. It communicated everything you need to know about their current situation, how they feel, they're in a turmoil, like just that, and how they deal with it.
I'm not a massive Harry Potter fan of
I
Harry
read
Potter
the
films,
books, but
fan,
I wouldn't call myself a fan.
But I have to say, they were quite good.
I don't think they were that good. They weren't bad, let's put it that way. They weren't bad, they're just all mediocre. But
if you want to tweet Robin, rock and roll...
rock and roll _ Robin.
If
you enjoy it, then fair play, but they just weren't for me. It's like Twilight films. Technically, they're just horrific films at every level, but if you enjoy them, fine. You've got bad taste in films, but they're terrible films.
See, I didn't feel like that film... That any Lord of the Rings films was cool enough for me.
But have you seen them? No.
I like that Johnny thinks that he's the epiphany of cool.
I am. I saw...
So he's so cool.
That's the thing. I've seen bits of it. I've seen like parts of trailers and I've seen like bits of films and stuff. Like my dad will sit down and watch it. And it's just like, I've not really got an interest. There's nothing making me sit down to stay continuing to watch it. So... You know, it's just how it is.
They really are well put together films, though. I'll say that.
And as far as because I've got a bone to pick with you, Robin. As far as Star Wars goes,
oh, we really want to have this whole conversation. Okay.
Yes, we do.
Okay,
because
let's
we
go
started this the other day, and then you and I stifled it, and then you stifled it, and then
I was half joking when I said you were wrong, but
well, anyway.
Okay, let's go.
Here's the proof that I am right. Okay.
All right, we got to be clear. Which Star Wars are we talking about? The prequels
or
the original?
Because
if you want to say that the prequels suck, I will happily agree with you and join in because they do.
The originals.
All right, the original trilogy.
Now, this is where I stood. This is where I stand with my decision /point. When I was a kid, Sundays was the worst day in the world, right? There wasn't that many kids' TV programs on. Right, and what we all had to put up with was watching Star Wars or Star Trek.
When you mean Star Trek, do you mean
the original films?
Oh, the films.
Right, and as a child of 4, 5, 6, they were the worst, boringest things in the world. Right.
Okay.
I don't even understand why they made Lego for Star Wars back then because. Kids aren't supposed to watch Star Wars, you know, little kids like that, I don't know.
They're you.
No, they're from 12. Was it 12 and over? Or maybe it was different in this country.
I was like 6, 7.
It was 12.
No, I got the original trilogy box at home and they're all yous. They're great and it's you.
Anyway, a kid of my age wasn't into that stuff. And to be fair, it was either them or Superman as well. Superman was on a lot on the telly. The films.
This is what I argue. I think Richard Donner really
the films
watched.
Or the series?
The films.
Well, it depends.
Is there films on?
The old 70s and 80s films. Of Superman. And, like, it was just a matter of that I'd be sitting there just staring at the telly.
Be honest, mate, it sounds at the moment, it sounds more like the baggage you're bringing into it than the actual films themselves.
Well, no, it's more of like, okay, I was watching the film. I was just annoyed that I had to sit there to watch this film and my dad's watching the film and I didn't want to watch it.
This is what I don't understand about this this thing. You know, no one was forcing you.
I was being forced to watch Star Trek.
You could have done something else.
You could have listened to the radio.
I couldn't, though, because I was 4 or 5 or 6 or something. And if I went off to do something else, then it would have been...
I used to go out and play when I was 4 and 5 and 6. Actually, I will say this. The new one was actually quite good with J.J. Abrams.
Star Trek Into Darkness.
All right, this is their first mistake. They use Khan as a villain. And of course, Khan, as in, if anyone who actually watched the Star Trek films will know, Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, which is, I would rage, one of the best sci-fi films ever made.
Well, anyway, what I was getting at is that it, as far as that, right, and that's kind of embedded in me now, that I was kind of had to watch Star Wars, so I don't like it, which is another reason why I don't agree with Jehovah's Witnesses.
What does this have to do with...
Nothing at all.
Because I was forced to go to Jehovah's Witnesses things.
Lucas is not a Jehovah's Witness, and he has not...
Yes.
Is your family Jehovah's Witnesses?
No, my mum's family was...
But I thought if you were Jehovah's Witnesses, you couldn't live together with someone who isn't a Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah. A witness, or even...
I know, but that age, they claim that you are.
Mm.
It's what religion does. Is, for instance, you know, they say, oh, it's a Christian baby, and it's like, the baby can't make a fucking choice.
I have got, like, a gripe about stuff, about when you're forced to do things at a certain age, because, I don't know, it's just set in me.
Oh, well, that's fair enough, but, you know,
that's why I don't like Star Wars. Although, I watched Star Wars Episode 1 in 3D.
That's horrific.
And I saw horrible. It in regular, and yeah.
That is one that I rage. That's one of the worst films ever made.
Hmm.
And I will tell you why, because Lucas directed it.
Okay.
Because when you look into the history, you realise Lucas only directed one of the original ones, and that was A New Hope. And before that, it got to editors and stuff like that, people would say, this is horrendous. It's terrible. The only direction he would give the actor is literally faster, more intense. You can't get to the emotion of a scene if your only direction is faster, more intense. And that was when he wanted to talk to actors. Most of the other time,
I wouldn't know. I'm not an actor. You're not an actor either, so we don't know.
But I know a little bit of acting because I've done a little bit.
Okay. On A-levels or on...
No. I've done psychology. I know my business. And
I've done business A-levels. Anyway, talking about flying and Superman... What are you guys thinking of the new Superman film? I'm looking forward to that one. I saw the trailer, and it reminded me so much of the Batman, the last Batman franchise.
It's produced by Christopher Nolan.
Exactly.
Although I'm worried about Zack Snyder, because what was his last film he did? Sucker Punch. That was a horrific film.
His last film, Sucker Punch.
Okay, Dawn of the Dead... A good film. 300. Problem is, I've literally sat there with the original 300 graphic novel by Frank Miller, and I've been through page by page watching that film, and it's literally, he just copied the entire thing, scene by scene.
That's good.
It's good, but then again, you want to see some deviations, well, why the fuck should I see it? Well, I can just read the book at home.
Because it's a film.
Yeah, but it's like the same thing. You want a little bit of deviation in there. Just to keep it interesting. Snyder's good at the visual stuff, so if he just keeps to the visual stuff and lets Nolan really come up with a story, that should be okay.
But I liked how they filmed it in the trailer.
Yeah,
sort of dark.
There's actually two different versions of that.
Oh, really? Is there?
Yeah, there's two different versions. So you got the first one, I think this is the one we've seen at when we saw The Dark Knight, was, you know, Pa Kent, who's supposed to be his adoptive father in the Superman mytho.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is supposed to be Kal-El or Jor-El. I can't remember the names. I was never really that into Superman, which is supposed to be his father on the planet Krypton.
Why does he come from the planet Krypton but is allergic to kryptonite?
I don't know. It's about certain radiation. I don't know. It's one of the things that never really made sense to me. But then again, I'm more of a Batman fan than I ever was a Superman.
Like, maybe kryptonite is actually on the planet Krypton. It's made of kryptonite.
Yeah, it is. It's his home planet what's been blown up.
Right. So what I'm thinking is that, is it possible that when he lived there, that he wasn't had special powers and he's like a regular person?
Yeah, that's it.
Because there was so much kryptonite flying around.
You know, it's because he's been redone, or because the franchise has been rebooted so many times with every other DC comic. But essentially, the story is planet Kryptonite was going about to blow up. His parents went in a spaceship, sent him off to Earth, so he's the only survivor of the planet.
They saved him.
Yeah. And essentially, because Kryptonite has stronger gravity and their sun is supposed to be red. Under our conditions, he has all these superpowers. Which is ridiculous because it makes no sense in science, but, you know, it's comic books, what do you expect?
Yeah, what I like about, because you like Batman better than Superman, I like Batman better as well, because it's not really that it's more like, that it could have been, there could have been a real Batman, but more like there could have been a real Superman, either, you know?
It's like,
far-fetched.
Yeah,
far-fetched. It's like having Jesus as a superhero. You know,
Jesus is a superhero for some people.
He is, but, you know, it get dull after a while because it's just like, okay, what can stop him? Fucking nothing.
That would be an Ace film. They should do a new version of 12 Commandments, but it's actually just everyone's superheroes.
The 12 Apostles.
Yeah, like, everyone's walking around going like, I am Jesus! Hear me! Roar! And then, like Jesus comes.
No, my name is Jesus. Oh, that's from Monty Python, isn't it? Who's Jesus? My name is. You know, from the
Life of Brian. There was an episode of Have you heard of Red Dwarf?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a new one, and they bumped into a guy called Jesus, and then he was like, "Are you Jesus?" And they're, "Yeah. How's it going?" And they're like, "It was called Lemons." The episode, and yeah, he shook his hand and stuff, and then they realised he wasn't the real Jesus, and he was like, he just had the same name, and at that same time, Jesus was there. The real Jesus was there.
Oh, I saw this in a TV show, in a talk show. There was this guy who claimed that if you come up with a very good idea for a film, some film producers in Hollywood would like to pay you lots and lots of money just for the idea.
I can do that.
I don't think that's true because...
That's true. It is true.
I doubt that for one reason.
Well, you can doubt it, but it is true. There are examples, so sorry, Robin.
No, but what am I saying is...
Yeah, okay, you can doubt it. Sorry, there's no possibility in there.
Can I finish, you cunt?
I'm protecting you against yourself.
I apologise for the last word there. That was a bit too far. What I'm saying is, look, Hollywood at the moment, it seems to be very conservative. They're going with remakes and
No. You just sequels. Say, I've got this one. It's not like, well, I've got this idea. Oh, let's pay you $1 million then.
Give me an example.
I've got an idea for a film.
Okay. Go with it. Go with it, Del.
Okay, there's a pig.
Oh, God, I know where this is going already.
I don't know where it's going either. There's a pig.
Does he move to the big city?
No.
Then it's not Babe 2.
No, Babe.
That's a horrible film.
No, there's this pig and... he's eating, like, truffles one day from Thornton's. And then, all of a sudden, he grows an extra eye. And then the film follows him with what this eye can see. And this eye isn't actually his eye. It's an eye that is... It just exists. And it's his own life.
Okay.
And this eye talks to his head, and the eye says that he has to do these things, which he goes to do, but then he goes blind in that eye one day, and he has to the only thing he can see in that eye is a spaceman.
Well, it's just a very sort of art house film.
Yeah.
I don't know, here's an idea. Here's a question. Oh, wait. Let's direct this at Yama because I think we need to get you talking a little bit more. I don't know why I just sort of said that. Got it wrong. Okay, if you had to direct a franchise or any film in particular, what film would you like to direct?
Depends on the film. What are you saying? High Pagan? What's that? High Pig? Okay. Anyway. Batman... that's like a franchise I would like to do.
You'd like to do the new Batman franchise.
I would like to make a very good film version of Animal Farm as well.
I don't know, could that be done? Because I think half of the stuff I was good about the book is what makes books good.
But you asked me what I wanted to do, so why...
I know.
It's what I wanted to do. You want to do this. Yeah, it's not a good idea, sorry. No, what would you like to do? Just say anything you want to do. Yeah? Really? No.
That's not what
Let's
I
not
meant.
Do that. No.
I'm saying it.
Okay, so what else I want to do is...
not quite what I meant.
I would like to make a film about the Second World War.
Okay, well, how would you centre it, then? What would it be about?
I don't know, but just...
I know
it's just a random idea.
You could do it about the Second World War, and you could have it about this girl, this family who's living under floorboards.
Yeah,
The Penis is one of the best films that's been ever made.
The Penis.
The Pianist.
Oh,
okay. The Penis.
I agree with you there. Although I would say, you know, I'm splitting hairs now. I wouldn't say that's a World War II film per se. I'd say that's a film set in World War II.
And when the girl runs off, the guy, I've got it in my head. The guy can go to shoot her, but he doesn't shoot her.
Okay.
And he lets her run off, and then she owns a cinema in the future. And then she can, like, set the cinema on fire at the end. But they all die, I think. Yeah, that's how it would go. We could call it something cool as well. You could put a swear word in it. I think no one puts swear words in film titles anymore.
Oh, and a film about a radio station.
We could put just a film
an old radio station, like 60s radio.
Call
or
it Inglourious Bastards. So yeah,
that was a very good film, by the way.
I still haven't seen it.
I've got it.
I got to see it at some point. I'm a massive Tarantino fan.
We should narrate to that one.
I'll do a commentary for Inglourious Bastards. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, fair. Yeah, you book a date, mate. We're going to sort good stuff.
Boobies!
Yay!
Yay!
I saw a girl with good boobies yesterday.
Oh, God.
And
Drake into the gutter, back again.
What do you want to fucking put your arm? David, what the fuck is wrong? What's it dog? I need a shit so badly.
Did you hear about that tiger tamer, I think?
No.
No, just got attacked by her own tiger. This is what I don't understand. Why the hell would you want to mess with a wild animal like a tiger? It makes no sense to me. I remember there was this documentary I watched a while ago. It's like, you know, the worst animal attacks in the world. And it's like, watch a polar bear try to eat a woman's leg.
Mm.
And it's just like, after watching that stuff, it's like, I don't even want to go anywhere near a dangerous animal.
We shouldn't go into the woods in Canada then, because if you go with a grizzly bear.
Oh, well, I think you'd be fine if you take a gun.
No, Robin.
No, take an AK-47. I can guarantee you that'll shoot the bear.
I think what you have to do is when it starts attacking you or approaching you, you don't have to move, and you just should be ripped apart, and then just don't do anything against the bear because it's not going to help you whatsoever. If you're going to start to fight against a bear.
Well, I don't know.
Never, you would never ever
win. In the Antarctic, they do say, look, if you're going to the North Pole, take a gun with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you cut across a polar bear, and a polar bear is far more deadly than a grizzly bear, it's just take something with you so you can shoot the damn fucker. And this is why I think that you should be allowed to have guns in America when you live with bears. Because if the thing attacks, you want to fucking shoot the asshole.
Is this not the same as thing though as like squashing bugs? I know it's like not the same necessarily.
The difference is, all right. The difference is.
I'm just going back to my thing last year where I squished a bug at Witchwood because like it stung me. Right now on that basis, now you said that I'm on its territory, okay? So I'm not allowed. So I can't. So squishing this bug, for instance, I was in my wrong because I was.
The difference is was life and death situation.
No.
Well, it is because the difference is fucking with a grizzly bear.
It could have been poisonous.
No, I mean with
what if
bug?
It was poisonous?
Yeah, if you're fucking with a grizzly bear, that shit could kill you. A bug, you know, there's very few
poisonous.
Malaria.
Yeah.
But we're talking about mosquitoes, which is malaria hasn't been a problem in this country for at least a century. At the very least.
But we were talking about bugs.
You know,
specifically.
Well, the policy, the example he gave me was in this country, so I have to work with that knowledge. If you're talking about, I don't know, like some sort of malaria in Africa, then yeah, fuck yeah. Do what we have to fucking do.
Mm.
But it'll be here, it's like, it's just a pointless waste of time. It was not going to harm you one bit. It was just a minor annoyance on your part.
It wasn't an annoyance. There's a bug! Squish!
Well, sorry, Johnny, that's your own goddamn baggage taken with it.
No, it was a case of like, I didn't know what the hell it was, right? And if it did kill me, If it did bite me with a venom.
Alright, Stardust number one. Something that small will not hold enough venom to really kill you. The
Black Widow Spider.
Oh, the Black Widow Spider is such a rare example that the fact is there's very few of them in this goddamn country. And actually,
not necessarily this country.
Yama, can you do me a favour? When you're on your iPad, can you just quickly look up the rates of death of how many people died to a Black Widow Spider in the UK?
No, I'm not on about the UK, I'm on about in general. Like in the world.
Well, again, we more or less use the example of in this country. Now, if it's like if you're in fucking Australia and there's a goddamn spider that actually could kill you, then fine.
That makes sense.
I would worry more about snakes in Australia, by the way.
Yeah, so would I. Funny enough, I can't stand snakes. They creep me the fuck out.
I don't know, I kind of like... They feel so...
I have never touched one.
They feel really special. Is it really something...
They feel really special.
I don't know how to describe them. Whoa, hello. That's his eyes of the Black Widow spider.
I don't think that's a black...
Can you try the National Office of Statistics?
Oh, the brown...
I'm just having a look at top 10 most poisonous spiders is his. Number 10, deadliest spiders, is the yellow sack spider at number 10.
Look like a vicious fucker.
Yeah, it's all white and it looks like it's got... it looks a bit like a duck or a dog with like a...
No, it doesn't. Oh, that. Yeah, that
yeah, with a snout at the end. Number 9... Ornamental tarantula, fringed ornamental tarantula.
It might have been a dangerous spider, actually, because I think that was the spider that was next to my head.
Number 8 is Chinese bird spider, and I think that's called that because it eats birds.
Yeah, I heard of that. But in most cases, spiders don't tend to fuck with humans. It's just...
Yeah.
It's a waste of time. I mean, I remember going to a zoo once on a school trip, and they brought out this tarantula, and they say, look at the tarantula, oh, look at it, isn't it brilliant? And it's all said, well, the thing about this Buddha translator is, if you irritate it, it's more likely to shoot its hair out, because for some bizarre reason, it can actually shoot some of its hair. Mm. And it gets in your eyes and your skin, and it just fucking irritates you like you wouldn't believe.
So I was going to say, number 7's in the mouse spider. Yeah. Number 6...
Just quickly say, the reason why they do that, because they won't waste your venom on the human. They just wouldn't, because they use that on their prey.
Number 6, the brown and Chilean recluse spider. Redback spider. Is at number 5. Number 4 is the Black Widow spider.
The thing is, a lot of people are scared of spiders. Well, we should be thankful to spiders because they get rid of a lot of bugs for us.
Yeah, well, you can say that about every animal in the world, though. I mean, that's the food chain.
Number 3.
Whatever, what the hell you want to call it. Yep. Number 3.
Sydney funnel web spider.
I think they are not deadly for their venom. I think, if I remember correctly, don't they hide in cars, mirrors, and stuff? And sometimes when you drive in Australia.
Whoa! That looks like a. Scorpion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does look rather armoured. But yeah. I think these kind of spiders, what they do, they hide in car mirrors, and of course in Australia, where they live, is a very sunny place. You take out, you obviously just shade your eyes, and then next thing you know, they jump out there, you go, ah, and you crash.
Yeah. Hey!
Yeah.
Yeah, on the face.
And the point is, people don't die from spider bites in Australia because there are so many antivenoms around.
The six-eyed sand spiders at number 2. At number 1 is the Brazilian wandering spider. That looks like one of those that jumps on your face as well.
Mm. You don't want to get...
Don't want that on your face.
No. Yeah, you don't want that fucking near you.
No.
But yeah, that's...
But you can't... They're not those kind of spiders where it's like, ah, spider squish! It's more, ah, spider squish, 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 squish! Like, you have to actually jump on the thing.
I think I...
You need a hammer.
Yeah.
I'm at it. Just the rack of the damn fucker.
Just imagine if you had a game called Hit the Spider, and then like it was just a game of like these tarantula spiders all around you, and you had a hammer, and
the most dangerous game because when it bites you,
hammer spiders.
This is the deadliest game in the world. I am a genius.
No, you're not.
What have you been up to, Danyama?
I went out last night.
You went out? No, anything nice?
Which was okay. I tried to dance, but...
Where did you go to?
Moo Moo's. Here in Cheltenham. Which was pretty good.
No, I've never heard a good thing about Moo Moo's.
Well, you've never been there, have you?
Yeah, but that wasn't what I said, but now was it? I said I never heard anything good about Moo Moo's. I never said it was.
Who did you speak to?
A couple of people I know, a few friends of mine.
What kind of music do you like? What day did they go there? Because that depends on the day.
I think they went a few months ago.
Yeah, what day?
Depends
on the day, because if you go on a Saturday, it's not too busy. Fridays is quite is okay.
These were a few fans
not
coming back.
Really on. Busy, but it was always quite crowded. And Wednesdays is really busy because that's student night.
Okay. Now these were a few friends who were going to different universities, came back to Channel 4 a bit.
Well, there you go. If you go to different cities, if you compare to different cities, yes, there's probably better clubs. But
the whole big thing of like. The worst club in Cheltenham is closed anyway at the moment, so there must be a new one. Yeah,
I've never heard anything good about Lace again either. I think
that is the stickiest club in the world, and it smelled like...
I remember this really awkward moment, first Freshers Fair, I came across one of the promo girls. And it was this really awkward thing because I just didn't want to talk to her. She didn't want to be there. It was just like a waste of time. It was a real waste of time.
Mm.
I felt sorry for her. Because it wasn't exactly what I'd call a warm day, and she was sitting out there in...
Well, she's being paid for
in
it.
So. Yeah, but still, it's not a job I would wish upon anyone. It was someone... this poor girl was wearing, the pair of hot pants and this really sort of low-cut top. And that was
See,
it.
I don't know if I would be comfortable if I would be women and they exploit you in that way.
I don't argue against the point of exploitation because I don't think you can be exploited if you're actually being paid to do a job which you signed up to do. And it's
right.
Well,
maybe that's not the right word there.
Yeah, I disagree with the exploitment part, but I do agree, yeah, it's a bit seedy. And it's not something I would, if I was an employer, it's not something I would ask for.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not an object, am I?
Well, neither is she, to be honest.
No, that's what I meant. If you're, but it looks a bit like it, doesn't it?
I know, you're trying to make the point of objectification, and I kind of disagree because that's not what objectification means. It's how people interpret it, and they're just plain wrong because. Words have definitions, and you can't just invent your own definition just to suit your point.
Anyway,
as Richard Dawkins found out last night on Twitter. Which
anyway,
funny.
Speaking of things about Cheltenham,
yeah, Cheltenham shit.
There is a
Gloucester. It's all
nice
shit.
Facebook page. I know you haven't liked it.
Is this
yet.
The? I have seen it. And I'm,
things University of Gloucestershire students don't say.
I'm being a hipster, and I'm not liking the alibi.
No, you have to like it. I was one of the first, so I was a hipster. I'm a hipster.
Oh,
okay?
Douche.
Yeah,
he's
I,
like,
be
you.
Wearing I so, like you too, Robin.
No, he's going to be wearing us a really tight, bright colour. Oh, fuck, he's already is wearing bright colour trousers. He's already happy.
Yeah. I quite like wearing
bright colour trousers and ride framed glasses.
Jarvis Cocker glasses.
He is halfway there. Yeah. He is halfway there.
Right.
Okay, yeah, so tell me about this page.
The only thing I have
like.
To do now is moan about everything.
Oh, yeah. God, it's like, yeah, they sold out, man. They got big. They got big. It's the corporations. They're ruining music, man.
This is kind of in-jokes, but this is useful material if you go to University of Gloucestershire if you're in the Cheltenham area.
So if you're not listening, you're going to be a bit lost for a second.
There is two groups, though, isn't there? There's this one, and then there's the one about Cheltenham.
Yeah, oh,
Cheltenham.
Yeah.
Is it things people don't say
about Cheltenham?
Cheltenham.
You know, there's one going about things people don't say in Gloucester. It's like, oh, Gloucester's really nice. It's really clean. It's amazing. There's so many opportunities. It's like, that's just so depressing.
All right, do you want
Gloucester.
To hear some of the statuses?
Yeah, go on here. Tell me.
This is a Facebook page called Things UOG Students Don't Say. The cleanliness of the toilets in FCH is amazing.
Oh, I agree on that one.
FCH is one of our campuses that looks a bit like, well, they always say it looks a bit like Oxford. No, it does not.
The
outside looks like Oxford if you put the camera in a certain position.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then
the rest of it's just
a picture of someone
I can see,
with gowns on.
I know, but I can see where they're making the comparison. I don't agree with it fully, but I can see why they're making it.
But they're selling it as if it is.
Well, the problem is it's the nicest looking campus in all of it, if you ask me.
Wow, the outside again.
The outside.
Oh, yeah, we're not talking about inside, we're talking outside.
Yeah, I do have a bit of a gripe with the inside of the FCH bar.
Oh, God, that is terrible.
The guy who's in charge of it is a good guy, but I think the bar is just completely...
It's terrible. Not
the running of the bar, it's more of the actual state of the bar.
Problem is, it's going to take money to invest in that. I don't think anyone really wants to do that, though.
Oh.
But I always have a thing. And then when you mentioned that,
There's another status about that bar. The FCH SU bar is so clean and tidy and attracts all of the best-looking people at uni.
Hey, cunts. We've been there a few times.
Well, I hardly ever go there, so.
Yeah, well, same. But, you know, funny, when you mentioned the toilets, I kind of have this strange aberration for those toilets. For the only reason that I sort of take a note of graffiti on men's bathroom for some reason.
Yeah.
I find it fascinating.
You stop reading it.
I do read it.
I like to read it as well.
I find it fascinating. Normally it's dumb shit. Like, for instance, there's one in the toilets at Park, And it's literally like, my penis smells of apples. They misspell apples. Someone points out and says, lol, they go to Oxstores, which is the sports side. And then someone pointed out, again, put another hour saying, you got that wrong, you fucking idiot yourself. Two people from Oxstores. It's like, it's so dumb. I think the smartest graffiti I ever seen on a men's bathroom was, all gays are gay. You just want to point.
That is such a...
I know. It's so dumb. But yeah, so that's the worst.
But that must have been one of those people that stood at the...
I think that was
at the gents and then said, Eureka! I've got
it! It must have been, yeah. I think that was in Bristol, if I remember correctly. But anyway, what I found so fascinating about the Oxels, not the Oxels one, the FCH one, is that on this rule, it's literally just full of philosophy. It's people just basically having a philosophical conversation on the fucking bathroom door. And I was just reading it going, this is actually a nice change. Mm. You know, there's something intelligent going on here. And then at the bottom is like...
But then again, when you're really pissed or drunk and when you're in the club, do you really want to read that?
Oh, fuck no. But I was sitting there sober and it was like, this is actually quite entertaining for once.
I like this. I've just typed in on Google Images to see if I could find some pictures of bathroom graffiti, and I like the one on a dryer where there's a picture of a hand pushing a button, so it says push button, and then like underneath it, you know, like the wiggly lines that comes out of the dryer to say it's hot, it says receive bacon.
Yeah, okay.
I like that. That's
so you got any more on this page then?
Can
I just point out this chair's fucking bollocks?
Oh, you have to read that one now, Johnny.
Oh, okay. Now, yeah. So this one is, again, it's still on the same web page. Things UOG students don't say, okay? The guy in park assignment room is really helpful and friendly.
The
thing is, we read this status the other day.
Yes.
And we went to the park assignment afterwards to collect our assignments.
Oh, God. And
The assignment room was closed because we were there too early. We respect his job.
He's doing a hard job, you know. You have to collect all these fucking assignments for every douchebag student who comes through the door.
Yeah, and they're normally like, and I suppose they're not all that polite either.
Yeah, exactly. You can imagine, he started off working off really hopeful, you know, I'm going to be the best part room assignment person in the world.
That's what we're talking about.
But I tell you what, though, I can imagine, you know, his sort of job is very similar to retail in some respects. Because I know, look, everyone I know, I can split my friends in half when it comes to a list. People who worked in retail and people who haven't. And the people who have worked in retail, they have no faith in humanity whatsoever.
Oh, thank you, Robin.
Yeah. Well,
I've worked in retail, but thank you, Robin.
Oh, so you have faith in humanity?
I didn't mind working in retail. I really like
it.
Yeah, as long as you're friendly to people, they're friendly to you. And the thing is, the more friendly you are, the easier it is to let them come back to the store.
Maybe
because you're representing a store. And if you say goodbye and if you're nice to your customer, they remember that. Oh yeah, I went over there. They were nice over there, so they go back.
Oh, look, Where did you work in retail?
Netherlands.
All right. Thank you for my point. Okay. All right, no faith in the British people then.
I do hear that some people in the UK especially, they do feel like that they're mistreated when they work.
Yeah.
Especially like checkout assistants. I know a couple of people who have done checkout assistant work, and some people who just approach them are just like right dickheads. They'll say, "Oh, where's the napkins?" And they'll be like, over there, sir. Why didn't you fucking put the napkins in a decent place or something? And then,
you know, people are just dumb. But yeah, this is why I keep saying I would probably have an advantage over most people working in retail because I have no faith in humanity whatsoever. I've already been trodden and crushed as a soul.
The thing is, is that the UK public or is that?
Look, I like to think everyone around the world.
The reputation of the British is that
shitty.
They are so polite. And they are friendly.
I don't understand this. I don't get this representation. I don't get this whole reputation we got. Because it's like, that couldn't be further from the truth.
I would say people are more friendlier, you know, when you bump into someone, you say sorry. In Netherlands, they just bump into you and they look at you, why are you bumping into me? Why are you walking? Why are you walking there? Didn't you see I was walking? Why did you walk in my way? Go away.
This is why I don't understand about the Netherlands. You would think with all that weed, it'd be like the most mellowest place in the world.
I think it's because everybody in there smokes it. You're obviously more educated on this, but I'm about to say, Robin, so I'm throwing it out there.
Well, it depends on the subject.
But surely, like, as well, that is supposed to cause some sort of, like, schizophrenia or something. Doesn't that mean that everyone in Dutch would... I was thinking every Dutch person would be suffering from schizophrenia, depression, and everything else.
This is the thing. I've been trying to look up which study proves this, and I cannot find it yet. It probably is out there, but I have yet to find any sort of studies that support that.
But isn't that a bad trip, then? No, it's not, actually.
I think what you might find, if you're prone to that sort of stuff, it might trigger it, but I don't know. But even if that was the case,
I think it's more along the lines of whether or not you're...
It's things about mental illnesses. We're only still getting our heads around it. It's
Getting our heads around it.
I didn't mean like that. In fairness, we're still sort of learning about it. Again, I only took 2 years at A level. I'm nowhere near an expert on psychology.
Okay,
well, that is the end of today's podcast.
What was my end again? Well, thanks very much for listening. If you want to know more about our podcast, go to radioshockmedia.co.uk/ITD, or you can follow me at crazydutchmanuk, or on my new blog,
thedailydutchman.wordpress.com. You can follow me on Twitter at rock'n'roll_Robin. My blog, confessionsofacynicalbastard.wordpress.com.
And you can find out more about me on
internet.
On the internet somewhere, just type in John Cobble. That'll do. Get a hold of us. Listen to the whole podcast on radioshockmedia.co.uk/ITD.
iTunes. Leave a review on iTunes.
Or really email good us.
Reviews. Yeah, email us.
ITD@radioshockmedia.co.uk.
If you think you might know someone who liked this, pass it on to them. If you think you know someone who would hate this and it would torture them, pass it on to them.
Cool.
Let's get the word out, people.
Right. I'm Johnny Robinson. And I'll still be Johnny Robinson after this podcast is finished.
I'd just say bye. Thank you for listening. And we'll be back rather sooner than later.
Ditto.
Ditto? What is ditto?
You never heard of ditto?
No, that's why I'm asking you.
Oh, ditto basically means what he said.
Oh, right. Okay.
The same.
Yeah. All right. Keep everyone safe.
Thank you.
The In the Dark podcast was directed by Robin Smith and Jelmer Lelyveld. It was produced and edited by Johnny Robinson. The In the Dark podcast is a Radio Shock Media production.